Vavmetzia per kres Mishneh Gimel. We're continuing the dinim of how the chiyuv of shmir is chal on the shayma. Hashel es hapara. Ruven wants to borrow a para for usage from Shimon, from the owner of the cow. V'shulchalei biyad benoi. The mashal Shimon sends it with his son. Biyad avdoi. Biyad shluchoi. Oi. Alternatively, not, he didn't send him with his own representative, not Benoi or Avdei Shlucha of the Mashal, but Benoi or Avdei Shlucha of the Shoyal. Umesa, the cow dies before it actually was received by the Shoyal. The Aloch is Potur. The Aloch is that the Shoyal does not assume responsibility, does not have a Din Shomer until the Behema is actually Biyodai. Even though Batsim, the Shoyal is gratified that the Mashal passed it over. The Shoyal wants to get it as soon as possible. He wants the Mashal to give it to his representative. Now, the Gemara makes it clear that if the Shoyal had said to the Mashal, send the Behema with my representative, so then the Shluchoy, Benoy, or Avdoy, they can be Zoyche for the Shoyal. And it's like Zochen L'Adim Shalei B'fanav, not even Zchir, it's a Din Shlichus. They are Shluchim of the Nifkat. And really he assumes responsibility, assumes it was put Biyad, the one who he wants to have it. However, over here, that's not talking about a case. He sent one of his representatives, Benoi Shluchay Avdoi, to ask for permission to use the cow. The Mashal was eager to help, and he sent back, and he said, here, take it. And the Gemara says even he told the representative, either his representative or the Mashal's or the Shoyal's representative, he told him, here's chay b'shviloi, take it from him. L'maisa da aloch is even though Zochen L'Adam Shalei B'fanav is not a schus. Not a schus to become responsible for somebody else's thing. Even though Batsim, there is a benefit because once the Shoyal takes possession of it, the Mashal can't change his mind. Before the behemoth was actually taken by the Shoyal, the Mashal could say, you know what, son, I don't want to lend it to him. I don't trust him. But once he gives it to the Shoyal and he says, hey, you can have it the next week, the Shoyal is koina a schus she'ela for a week, there is a schus, but the achrayis is not a schus. So Meli can't assume responsibility al yidei zochen le'lam shalai b'fonav. So unless he mamish makes them into shluchim, the halach is, he's potter b'chol ha'ifin. Omalei ha'shoyal, shalcholi biyad b'ni biyad adi biyad shluchim. This is what we just said, that the Shoyal said, I'm making these representatives, my shliach, either they're his representatives, oy biyad bincho biyad adicho biyad shluchako, or he said, you could send the behemoth to me with your representative, but they're being zoicha for me. Oy shomalei amashul, hareini mishalcho lecho biyad bini biyad adi biyad shluchi, sent him a message that he's going to send it to him with his representative, oy biyad bincho biyad adicho biyad shluchako, or with your representative, the one who came to told me, to ask me for permission to use the behema, I am making them represent for you, that they should be shluchim b'zoich of you. V'omaloy ha-shoyal, obviously you need the acquiescence of the shoyal. Shlach, and he says send, so now they're mam shluchim. V'shulcha v'meisor chayiv. But we spoke out, because over there he was zoich. And a shlichus of other works, even if it's not a schus, but if the person was nochis to the shlichus, so then he becomes a mechuyiv. There's no schus on the mashal getting back his animal until it actually lands safely in his hands. So either the shoyal is sending it back with his own representative, or the mashal sent to ask back for the behema, but he didn't say, I'm making them a shlich to be re-zoicha, to take it back. So in that case, the shoyal is responsible until it actually gets back into the yad of the mashal himself. The Rav is mitzayin asugya in Bava Kama Daf Kuv Dalid that when the Shoyal sends his worker, there's a discussion, what happens if he is memanahim in front of Edom? That means he didn't say behedya that he should be zaycha for me, but it was in front of Edom. Could be doing it in front of Edom makes it official, that means he's mamash a legal representative, is mamash a power of attorney, so he's mamash luchoy. Machloikis Amiroim is, or maybe not. Maybe he was a man in front of Edom. This way there can't be any akosha, but it doesn't mean that he gave him actual power of attorney. Mishnah Dalet. Hamachlif par b'chamor v'yoldo. Here we have another din, similar to Mishnah Beis, a discussion, toyin v'nitin, over here in an animal going from one rishus to another. Here is not talking about a shoyl with a mashal. Not talking about a mafka and nivka. We're talking about a buyer and a seller. Machlif poro b'chamor. What happens is Reuven owns a poro, Shimon owns a chamor, and they discover something interesting. Reuven wants to open up a moving company. For moving heavy kalim, etc., you need a chamor. Shimon wants to open up, either he needs to work on a field or he wants to open up a dairy farm. So for that, he needs a poro. So they decide to swap. It's worth it for them. And they're going to swap the poro for chamor. The only thing is nobody realized that the poro was milberes. And now the poro is valuable because of the potential for revenue, because she has ubrim b'saicha. The machloikis that broke out between the moichin and the lekeach is v'yolda, when that happened. Did it happen before the Mashicha or after the Mashicha of the chamor? Was it after Shimon was already kind of the chamor? Or was it before? And then the vlodas belonged to Reuven. The same type of case could play itself out by humans. V'chein ha-moicha shivcha se v'yolda. He sold his shivcha, and the question is again, when she gave birth. Ze'oi ma'ad shaloi mocharati. One says, before I sold, that's when the Uber came into the world, so Mela belongs to me. The Lekech says, after I bought it, I'm the lucky recipient of the Uber as well. Yach loiku, they split. Here again, we have the question. L'cho oiro, we have a marakama. Let's elaborate. The Gemara first asked the question, why don't we see v'nechzi b'shusa d'man kaima? Where's the Vlad? Is the Vlad in the barn of the Moichi or the Lekech? A muchzik wins. And for the Gemara, no, it's talking about the kaima ba'agam. The animal is lying in a ditch, in a field. It's in transit. It's not in either one's rishus. And still the Gemara asks, what about marakama? That means like this. There's two yisoidos in cheskas momen. One yisoid of cheskas momen, one principle of cheskas momen, is physical possession is 9/10 of the law. Hamaitzi mechavel v'ray, when somebody's holding on to something, so the burden of proof is on the other person. That's one. Two is, even if something is not held physically by either party, but the halacha is that if the moicher, or the noisin, whoever had it before, has a status quo of what we call a marakama, he's the previous assumed owner, so then the halacha is we have to assume his ownership until proven otherwise. The famous example, this is by Karka, where somebody was working on somebody's field and he ate pears, and the guy who we know was the owner for the last 20 years says, well, what are you doing here? He says, I bought it from you. And he's on the field. So we don't assume ownership by the person's on the field. We assume ownership to the murakama. Now that's by karka because there's no real mukzik on a karka. You can't hold on to karka. But there's a principle in Dine Cheskes Momen called murakama. Mukzik is going to be stronger than murakama. When there's no mukzik, we go basa marakama. So over here, the marakama is the moicher. Now, we could ask ourselves that the moicher is a marakama on the behema, not on the vlodis. The vlodis were not here. The question is, when the vlodis appeared? In the rishus of the moicher, rishus of the kech? No. The Rishonim explained that the marakama, it was a marakama, certainly on a paramil beres. Therefore, in Hilchis marakama, we see him as the marakama. On the question of why not award over here to the Murakami, the Gemara says, Homani Sumchis. The Achloiku is based on Sumchis. Rishonim understand, Taisa says, B'shem the Rashbam, that Sumchis never argued on a proper Muxik. You'll remember from Mishnah Beis that Sumchis does not argue on the Klal, on the principle of Cheskes Momen. He argues on the application in certain cases when there's a suffix before Neinu. So then you could say you see the two of them as Muxakim. That idea doesn't go against basic Muxakus. So over here as well, if there was a proper Muxik, Sumchis would never say Achloiku. Only by a Marakama, where there is no physical possession, just based on status quo. Does this status quo operate mamash like a cheskes moment? This is a famous chakira from Rabbi Seinu, the Ktsois, with the Kuntres HaSveikis. Does marakama operate midin cheskes moment? Or maybe it's not even based on a maizim v'chaval v'ray. Maybe it's a chazok d'meikora, like cheskes kashrus, or cheskes besula, or cheskes pnuya. The consensus of most Acharonim is that it is a part on parcel of the dinim of Cheskes Mamon. It's just a lower level type of Cheskes Mamon. So because of that, Vinishvi, the behemoth that's lying over here in a open space, even though there is a Marikama, the Mishnah says, Yachleiko, again, we don't pass him like Sumchis. So we'll pass him that you're going to give the behemoth to this Meicher. The Mishnah is Sosam like Sumchis. And still we don't pass him like Sumchis because there are many Mekoyrois and Brises not like Sumchis. One other point to mention over here is that the Mishnah has a clear discrepancy. Machlif Poro B'chamor is talking about Chalipin. It's talking about where they made an exchange. We gave the case. The case is where he wants to open up a moving company. He wants to open up a dairy farm. They made a chalipin. They didn't sell it for dollars and cents. The second case is Moicher Shivchosoi V'yolda. Why does the Mishnah not present it the same way? That he was swapped a Shivcha for another Shivcha or for an Eved? The answer is Poshut. We had before in the fourth Perek that Lamaisa Metaltalin, in this case a Poro Chamor, is not Niknes Bekesef. The suffix in the Mishnah, when something gave birth, is only because it's possible that there was no physical possession taken by the lekeach of the poro mu'beres or of the shivcha mu'beres. It was nicknessed with something that the poro stayed in the original reshus, and the kinyan was still chal. How is that? Either kesef was paid. So one doesn't know when the leidah took place because the two of them are sitting in an office someplace and they're doing a kinyan kesef. And in his barn, we don't know when the leidah took place because they're sitting in the office. That would only be possible to talk by Kinyan Kesef legabe Shivcha. Legabe Poro, because Metaltlin, a behemah, is not Niknes Bekesef, it's only Niknes B'Meshicha. If there was a Meshicha, you'd know when it was born. It should be straightforward. So Mel, it has to be that there was Niknes B'Chalipin. Chalipin means it was Niknes with a Kinyan Suda between the two of them. That also, they don't know where the animal was holding b'shas that they were Isaac in the Kinyan Sud. That's the chayyad b'shas. Hayelo shnei avodim. One person had two avodim. Echad gadol v'echad katan. He sold one of them. Or v'chein shtei sodas. He had two fields. Achas gadol v'achad katan. He sold one of them. The meichin lekech are now arguing which one was sold. The more valuable, the less valuable. The bigger, the smaller. Lekech, Omar, Lekech wants the better deal. He says, Godel Lekach, I bought for that price, I bought the bigger one. V'halo, the Moichar, Omer, any idea. The halach is, since the Lekech is a Bari, and the Moichar is a Shema, the din is Zocher beGodel. If we remember some of the Cheshbonos from Mishnah Beis, we'll plug them into this Mishnah. The Pashtus that we're talking about over here is that the Zemoide B'Mikzas. We can't explain the Mishnah Kibshuta with the Zemoide B'Mikzas over here. Well, first of all, let's start with the step before. Why not say that the Lekech is a Bori and the Moicher is a Shem, and the Lekech could be Moitzi from the Moicher, the bigger field or the bigger Eved, because he's a Bori connected to Shema? The answer is, we learned the Mishnah Beis that we paskin Bori v'shema lav bori odev, so he can't be Moitzi Mamon. So why not say that he's chayev because he's teveh, give me the bigger field that I bought. He says, no, I only sell you the smaller one. So he's a Moide b'miktsas. On that Moide b'miktsas also it's not going to work. One reason is because the cases over here are either an Eved or on a field. Both of them, an Eved and a field. Eved is hukash l'kakoyis. Now kakoyis, there's no shvuas Moide b'miktsas. A klal that we learn in Bava Metzia, it's a klal that we meet up with in Shavuos. Basic principle, the same way there's no Chiyuv Shoimrim and there's no Shavuos HaShoimrim HaKarka, there's no Teveah V'Nitva, which is Mechuyiv Shavuah of Moed B'Miktas, on a piece of land, or on an Eved, which is Ukash L'Kakoyis. That's one reason. A second reason is that if Ruvain the Lekech is Teveah, the bigger, and Shimon is Moed on something else, we don't see that as a Moed B'Miktas. We see that as Tanu B'Chitin, which is another thing we explain in the Mishnah Beis. Therefore, the Gemara understands that the idea over here is not the bigger field, the smaller field, but it's the dollar and cents value of the bigger field, the smaller field. They're really arguing over dollars and cents. And on that, he's Tevea, the Moicher, the Lekech is Tevea, that he has to give him $100. Then he paid, and he has to give him that value of $100. And the Moicher says, no, he only has to give him $80. On that, since it's a moed b'miktzas. Avivait the nitva, which in this case is the moicha says any adair. That's a mechuyev shvui midiraisa. The klal is mechuyev shvui v'eni yochel l'shova mishalem. Whenever there's a chiyev shvui deraisa of moed b'miktzas, we explained this case earlier, where Reuven is tevei Shimon $100. Shimon says, I know I owe you the 50. The other 50, I don't know. So if he'd say, the other 50, I don't owe you, he'd be mechuyev b'miktzas, mechuyev shvui deraisa. If he says, I don't know, he's a mechuyev shvui v'eni yochel l'shova. The halacha is he has no choice but to be mishal. That's the first case over here. The second case is Hamoichaim Akot Mocharti. The Moicher says, as a Bari, the first case he was a Shem. In this case he says, no, I know I sold the small one. Valo Amani Yedeh. The Teve over here, the Lekeach, can't be Mechayev Shvua. And he certainly can't be Moitzi Mamet from him. Ein Le'al Akotin. He doesn't have the Mechuy Shvua in the Yachal L'Shova that we said before. Zeim a gadol v'zeim a katan. If both of them are bari, similar to the case that we had in Mishnah Beis, over here there's a shvua. Yishova amoicha shakotan mocha. What happens if both don't know? Zeim eini deb, zeim eini deb. That's a case of moment amut b'safik. You have the safik before neinu, and the din will be according to sumchis. You'll be chaylik, and according to chachamim, you'll say amaytzimecha v'alvaraya the way we explained.